Baseline Marketing Breakouts, the podcast channel that brings you the best online marketing tips.
Hi there, we are here with Anthony to talk all things digital this afternoon. Anthony, you're very welcome today. We're looking forward to hearing some of your top tips on the trends of digital marketing as you see it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, the main reason I kind of focused on the top digital trends of 2017 was there seems to be a massive range of tools available to marketers at the moment, mm-hmm. from a range of small businesses to large businesses, and it's hard to know which tool would suit your business,
yeah.
and which how to use these tools, what tools are even available.
Yeah.
There can be too much information out there, and it's hard for someone to actually figure out what avenues to take then with their digital campaigns. Mm-hmm. So, but in the blog post, we looked at seven of the top digital trends that we reckon are going to really take off this year. Mm-hmm. Some of them not particularly new, but just that they're really increasing in popularity this year.
Okay, so ones to watch.
Ones to keep out for, exactly, yeah. And you'll notice a lot of them across a lot of campaigns mm-hmm. this year. A couple in particular would be the use of influencer marketing, which is really taking off now. This year, particularly at the end of last year, the use of actually having bloggers and other influencers promoting your product. You know, I mean, it doesn't have to be anything too big. Like you can use a small time blogger if your budget is not too big. A lot of the time as well, it's kind of depends on the blogger prices they'll set. They might do it for products or something like that as well.
Yeah.
So it's a really good one to go for. Customers are more than likely gonna trust someone like a blogger because they feel like they're a friend. And that's where it seems to be that a lot of companies are starting to move that direction. It kind of gets away from advertising. It's more getting down and talking to your customers and actually having that bit more of a relationship.
Engagement,
exactly, yeah. Mm. Another area in particular that seems to be kind of really taking off is the use of augmented reality.
This is so interesting.
It's really cool now. Some companies there that are doing some great stuff, like the likes of IKEA, had their online catalogue. You could basically just take a picture of your room, select a product out of the catalogue, and see how that product is actually going to look in your room.
Wow.
You could shop online, order, click, collect, whatever, exactly.
Yeah.
And you can actually purchase your products then as well. Making it an awful lot easier because you know what you're actually going to be putting into your house then at that stage. There's a few other ideas as well, something like that, like Dulux, we're doing it for paint. You can check what colour your walls are going to look like before as well. But it's really something that's starting to take off now.
It brings things to life.
Exactly. Now that the technology's there, a lot of companies now are starting to move down that route.
Okay.
But there's a lot of other tools that are available. But as I said, we highlighted the seven that we reckoned were going to really take off this year. So
brilliant.
If you found these interesting and you wanted to kind of learn a few more tips, take a look at the blog and let us know what you think.
Thanks very much, Anthony. That was great. Useful insights. Thanks again.
No problem. Cheers. Thank you.